All right. Good morning, everyone. Let's call the October 20th Advisory Committee to order. Start with roll call. Denise, can you take us through that, please?
Good morning, everyone. This is the roll call for attendance of the October 20, 2022 Advisory Pool Committee meeting. Minor 1, San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee here.
Minor 2, Monte Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scott Co. here.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig.
City of Chino.
Dave Crosley.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Eduardo Espinoza.
Fontana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift.
Fontana Water Company.
Chris Feely.
Harupa Community Services District.
Chris Birch.
Monte Vista Water District.
Justin Scott Co.
City of Ontario.
Courtney Jones.
City of Pomona. City of Upland.
Bring you present.
And for the ag pool, Nathan DeBoom. Mr. Henry DeHaan. Mr. Robert Feenstra. Mr. John Heitzing. Mr. Ron LaBruchery. Second Vice Chair Pearson. Mr. Ron Petersma. Mr. Tariq Awan. Mr. Pete Hall.
Present.
Mr. Jimmy Medrano. And for the non-ag pool, Vice Chair Brian Guy.
Here.
Ms. Kathleen Brundage. Mr. Christopher Quach.
Present, thank you.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you so much, appreciate that. All right, next, Peter, do we have any additions or reorders to the agenda?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Advisory Committee. We have no additions and no need to reorder the agenda.
Okay, great, thank you. All right, let's move on to the consent calendar. This is routine and non-controversial items. Does anybody wish to pull anything from the consent calendar? And I'll entertain a motion if no one has anything to pull.
Make the motion.
Thanks, Chris.
Non-idle second.
Thanks, Brian. All right. Do I hear any with opposition in the room? Anybody online? All right. We'll move the consent calendar. Thank you. All right. Moving to item number 2, business item. IUA JCSD, Chino Basin Water Master Cost Sharing Agreement of Basin Plan Amendment Environmental Review. Peter, you got this one?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This item comes to the advisory committee with a recommendation to approve the cost-sharing agreement as presented. This is a cost-sharing agreement between IUA, JCSD, and Watermaster to fund work that is necessary to move forward with the process of amending the basin plan. This was discussed at the three pool committees, and it was recommended to move forward. The appropriative pool recommended it by majority vote. The non-agricultural pool also by majority vote, and the agricultural pool recommended it unanimously. As I was preparing for the meeting this morning, it occurred to me that perhaps the way the issue was characterized in the staff report was misleading and gave rise to concerns in some members of the appropriative pool, specifically whether it has anything to do with a CBP or it has anything to do with other aspects that of managing the basin. And indeed, the way we've written the staff report, it says the issue is described as a cost-sharing agreement is necessary to fund the basin plan amendment environmental review. While that's technically correct, it's a little misleading in the way it's written. A cost-sharing agreement is not necessary to fund the basin plan amendment environmental review. The basin plan amendment environmental review is an activity that is budgeted by IUA and Watermaster in this year's approved budget. And it's an activity that will happen regardless. This cost-sharing agreement simply allows Harupa Community Services District to step in and pick up a third of that load. It also, and in exchange for that, what the Harupa Community Services District gets is buy-in from the regional board for their proposed activities, which is to use the Western Riverside County Wastewater Authority's treatment plant water in their service area that's in Chino Basin. So I hope that clarification is helpful. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Peter, and thanks for adding some clarification. I know there was some discussion that came up at appropriative pool, and there was also subsequent discussions with parties, and hopefully their questions were answered. All right, so let me open it up to comments or questions. Start within the room. Is there any discussion?
I do have a question. Yeah. This water is water that is currently not being utilized, and once you go through this process here, this allows you access to that water. Is that accurate?
You're talking specifically the JCSD water?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So this is, in essence, additional water being brought into the basin or one of the users. Correct. Yeah. Okay. This seems like a completely positive proposal, and JCSD picking up a portion of the tab for the project seems that that's also provides additional benefit. So if you're looking for a motion to approval, I'll do just that.
Thank you, Chris. Before we go on to more discussion, do we have a second for that?
Second.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Additional discussion in the room? Discussion online? Anybody online want to talk? Courtney, I see you lit up.
Yes, I did.
All right. Hi, Chris. Go ahead, Courtney.
So I just wanted to thank both Chris and Peter. I did have a number of additional questions, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to kind of walk me through and help me better understand this work. I did have one additional question for Peter. Is Watermaster directly on contract with Tom Dodson for this work, or is that all being managed by IEUA?
I believe, Courtney, the Dodson contract is handled by IEUA. We're lockstep engaged and involved with the work, but in this case, IEUA is holding the Dodson contract.
Great. Thank you, Peter. So my understanding is this CEQA work was requested and initiated by the regional board for the permit amendment. So at this point, I'm comfortable with the responses I've received, and I'm comfortable with the item moving forward. So again, thank you for the additional discussion and clarification.
Thank you, Courtney, and thanks for reaching out and working through that. I appreciate that. There were any other comments online? Questions? All right, seeing none, let's go ahead and call for the vote on this then. Denise, can you lead that, please?
Absolutely. And just to clarify, sir, you want a volume vote, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Minor one.
Brian Lee, yes.
Minor two.
Justin Scott Coe, yes.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig, yes.
City of Chino.
Dave Crosley, yes.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Eduardo Espinoza, yes.
Fontana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift, yes.
Fontana Water Company.
Chris Feely, yes.
Harupa Community Services District.
Chris Birch, yes.
Monta Vista Water District.
Justin Scott Coe, yes.
City of Ontario.
Courtney Jones, yes.
City of Pomona. City of Upland.
Reading you, yes.
For the Ag Pool?
Jeff Pearson, yes.
And for the non-ag?
Brian Guy, yes.
The motion passes unanimously.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you, Peter, for moving us through that. All right. Moving on to item three, reports and updates. We'll start with legal counsel. Is Brad on? Yeah, Brad's
on. I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
I have a number of items listed. They're all substantially similar to what was reported to the pool committees last week. The only change that I would note is we had on calendar for last Friday the hearing on the City of Chino, Monta Vista Water District, Monta Vista Irrigation Company, City of Ontario motion regarding the board's adoption of the 22-23 budget as to the inclusion of funding for CEQA review related to the OBMP update. That was on calendar for last Friday morning. And at the end of last week, prior to the hearing, the court let us know that the judge was going to be out last Friday. That hearing has been continued to November 18th at 9 a.m. So otherwise, no updates to my items from last week. I am happy to take questions on any of the items listed there, however.
Thank you, Brad. Anybody in the room have any other questions for Brad? All right, anybody online? All right. Thank you, Brad. We'll move on to the engineer report. Andy, good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I have four items, too. They are largely unchanged from last week. I do have one reminder that tomorrow is the deadline to submit comments on the two technical memoranda that were discussed at the Ground Level Monitoring Committee meeting. We have not received any comments as of yet, so just a reminder that tomorrow is the deadline. I'm happy to take questions, too, on any of the other items, but they are unchanged from last week.
Thank you, Andy. Any questions in the room for Andy? Any questions online for Andy? All right, moving along. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. Moving to CFO report. I don't see anything on here. Joe, do you have anything you want to add? All right, right on. Thank you. All right, we'll move to that general manager report. Peter, good morning.
Good morning again, Mr. Chair. Most of the items I have are repeat from last week, but a couple of tweaks I'd like to bring to the advisory committee's attention. First, on the subject of the 2020 OBMP, when it comes to the programmatic environmental analysis, we thought we were ready to distribute the project description next week, but we're running into a little bit of an internal difficulties. The coordination between us and IUA is a little more challenging than we thought. There's been some key staff turnover, and some more time is needed to get them up to speed. We've had some shifting court dates, which are tweaking the legal counsel schedule around. We still plan to release it, but it just won't be this coming week. It'll be soon after, to be followed by a workshop 2 weeks after its distribution. We're still moving forward, just a little bit of a hiccup in the release. Also, on the subject of the implementation plan update facilitation, I reported to the pools last week that I was missing conversations with a couple of entities. I have concluded all the conversations. I've found everyone is interested in participating, and I will report that to the board, and I will be recommending to the board next week that we move forward with the process of facilitating an implementation plan update. And I will tell you that every meeting I've attended, there seem to be some critical issues that keep coming up, which make it imperative that we go forward, at least in my view.
Thank you. Just a little bit of follow-up on that. One of the comments that came out of the appropriative pool, at least, was looking at potentially how that would be facilitated.
Yes, I heard that comment, and I will relay that comment to the board and see what they have to say. But I will tell them, as I always try to do, I will tell them that what the parties have expressed an opinion on. If there are any other comments, I'm happy to take them.
Okay, I was just curious if anybody else had thought that might be good or not. So
I heard some views like that in at the AGPO meeting as well about having an external facilitator, which I think is what SOCO recommended. I'll share that with the board and see what they want.
Okay. Yeah, on the external facilitator, I know that also came up with the non-AG pool. I don't know if there's any way to get additional information on like you know, I know one of my questions at the time was, who would this person be, and are they prepared to walk into our room and be a positive, as opposed to us trying to train them as to what they need to know? So I'd be supportive of that, provided that, you know, that it's a net positive.
Yeah. Understood. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Moving on, under the assessment package, you may all know that we've had our first workshop on Tuesday. Our second workshop is scheduled on November 1. So far, we've not identified any issues or concerns. I think Monta Vista had some concerns that have been addressed. I think it's looking fairly positive right now. For funding opportunities, same as last week, we have the page on our website. I'm happy to bring it up if anybody wants to see it again. But the main point was for you to know and be aware that those are posted there. And thanks to Andy and Monique's good work, it gets updated on a quarterly basis. Everything else is the same as reported at the pool committees last week.
Okay. Thank you, Peter. Any other questions for Peter? In the room? Online? All right. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate that. And I think that funding website's excellent. I've shared that with a couple people already, so it's been really good. Thank you. Next, we have the IUA update. Christiana or Shivaji, is somebody online want to do anything other than what's already in the written report?
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks. Chair Birch. Nothing further than what's in the written report. Thanks.
All right. Great. Thank you, Shivaji. Any questions for IUA? All right. Any other member agency report? I almost called on Josh on the IUA report anyways. I see his face. I think it's the same picture. I don't know. All right. Anybody from Western or Three Valleys have any updates?
Mr. Chair, this is Matt, Three Valleys.
Hey, Matt. Good morning.
Hey. Real quick, just one thing to report. We recently made a request to Watermaster to see if they are interested in purchasing any replenishment water this year at this year's rate. As you know, we can't make any state water project deliveries, but Three Valleys is considering an agreement with Metropolitan whereby we can purchase the water this year if there is any replenishment obligations through the Watermaster, lock that rate in this year and make a delivery in a future year where that delivery needs to be made. So we're exploring that opportunity. It's called a reverse cyclic program. So we do plan on making a delivery to the main San Gabriel Basin, about 3,000 acre feet, to lock in that rate. And what that will do is we'll lock in the rate at $799 per acre foot and realize that savings when that delivery is made in a future year when there's water available. So we made that request. I think it was Justin. Sylvie made the request to Justin. So the offer is out there. So if you guys wanted to meet on that, be happy to do that. So other than that, Mr. Chair, that's all I have.
Thank you, Matt. And if I remember right, I think that price goes up like $60 an acre foot next fiscal year.
Yes, it does. And that's the reason we're really seriously considering it, is to hedge that increase in the future.
All right, great. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for sharing.
You got it.
Any questions for any of the other Met agencies? All right, then we'll move on to information items. Anybody have any interest in those? Hearing none, thank you for attaching those and read those at your leisure. Committee member comments? All right, anybody awake? All right, anybody online want any comments online? All right, any other business, Peter?
Only a reminder again, future meetings, please note the November 1 assessment package workshop number 2. Attendance and engagement at those really helps to get the assessment package approval go smoothly as possible.
Okay, great. Thank you. There's no confidential session today, and there's a list of upcoming meetings. So with that, I know I don't run a meeting quite as efficient or as short as Mr. Guy here, but this is about as close as we get. So thank you. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and meeting's adjourned.